Alishur Chelik Aleph Daf Kuf Samech. We're up to the 10th chapter. The author says, Me'ata Oleinu Leislamed Lenateach Maaseh. At this point, we need to start practicing, analyzing an act. Haloi Shechavois Shonos Menafshenu Meshatfois Pula. It is different layers of our nefesh, if you want to call it, of our psychology, that cooperate and interact with one another. Ad Shema'aseh Yotzei Lapoel, until such time as the act is done. In order to discern which midah is active within us, what we need to know is how an action comes about, is formulated, is constituted. We're going to use three examples. How the Torah itself teaches us how to understand certain actions. דוגמה ראשונה פרשת קורח. The first example is the incident of Korach. אנו מוצאים בה ארבעה עניינים. We find four components to it. כל העדה כולם קדושים. Korach and his supporters said, the entire community is holy. ובסוחם השם, השם is within them all. ומדוע תסנשאו על קהל השם? Why do you, Moshe and Aaron, lord it over the community? Chazal add and Rashi quotes them, Talis Shekula Techeles Poteres Etzma Mitzitzis. They challenge Moshe, if a person has a garment which is entirely made of Techeles, does it need to have a Techeles Tzitzis? Moshe said yes, and they mocked this. They said this is an unreasonable psak, and they claimed that Moshe was inventing this. Similarly, Bayis Males Farim Poteres Mo Mezuzah. They claimed that a house which is full of Sifrei Kodesh should exempt itself from a mezuzah, because after all, a mezuzah is a small scroll with just a few passages. Similarly, ve'eida shekula kedeisha puteres atzma mimenhig. That's the pshat in those challenges. If you have a community which is entirely holy, it does not have to have that pesil tcheles, that person who stands out from the community and who leads the community. Zoi shita makifa. What you have over here is an ideology, an argument. Al mahus amitzvois v'tafkido shel manhig, regarding the essence of mitzvois and the role of the leader. So this is not, as sometimes perhaps people understand, they read Rashi on this, and it seems almost childish. Not at all. What Korach was offering is an encompassing argument, an ideology, as to why there was no room for Moshe to be that talis shekulat cheles, that outstanding individual who plays the role of the leader. That's number one. Number two, Rashi again quoting Chazal, v'kirach shepikeach haya, he was intelligent. Mara alishtus ze, what led him into this foolishness? Eino it atu, his vision misled him. Ra'a shalsheles gedola yetzes mimeni, he saw a distinguished dynasty coming forth from him, Shemuel Shekul Keneged Moshe Aaron, culminating in Shemuel Anavi, who, Chazal tell us, is Shekul Keneged Moshe Aaron on Shabbos night, when we say the Pekei Tehillim, we mentioned that pasuk, Moshe Aaron Bechanav, Shemuel Bekorei Shemoi, Chazal comment that Shemuel is like Moshe Aaron, he's a very distinguished person. Omar Bishvilo Ani Nimlat, and Korach was then confident, if I'm going to have such a distinguished descendant, Stama, and I will win over here. So the author calls it Nekudas HaKedusha Bahu Ne'echaz Bivitzo Machshavti. Nekudas HaKedusha, literally a point of holiness. I think the point is that he saw over here something that corroborated his approach. And he held on to that, grasped onto that in bringing about his rebellion. HaShalsheles Shera B'Ruach HaKodesh, this dynasty that he saw with Ruach HaKodesh. So there's some point that corroborated that gave him confidence in what he was doing. Third component, Mara'a Korach l'chaloki Moshe. What pushed Korach to disagree with Moshe? Niskana al nesiuso shel Elitzafan ben Uziel. He was jealous regarding the fact that Elitzafan was appointed. Sheminao Moshe nasi al bnei Kehas. Moshe appointed him the leader of the Kehas clan al pi hadibur. Moshe did it al pi hadibur, according to Hashem. Harei hamatzav ha-me'orer. I'm going to call it the trigger. There was a trigger. Minui Hanasi, the fact that Elitzafan was appointed, and Niskanara, she said there. He felt jealous. Zeu Shoiresh HaParasha, that's the root of it. Or Hamida Shenisoirera Bikvois Minui Hanasi, the Midah that was triggered as a consequence of Elitzafan being appointed. Now, those are the four components, but in the wrong order. And now, we have the correct order. There's the trigger, the fact that Elitzafan was installed. Hamidah Nisoirera, that stimulated envy. Ne'echeza b'ma'ea shalsheles, there's something that gave Korach confidence. He saw that he would have a distinguished offspring. Yatzra shita, that led him to formulate a whole argument about why Moshe is being subjective and he's inventing things and he's not fit to be the leader, etc. V'yatzesa parashas Korach. That's the correct chronological order. Dugma shniya, more briefly, ma'aseh ha-meraglim, the incident of the spies, ha-maskana ha-sikhlis, what you called above the shita. They had to have some argument, some ideology, not only for the sake of others, but to convince themselves as well. They needed some argument. They can't just say, we want, you know, we're being misled by our midos over here. What was the maskana ha-sikhlis there? It's encapsulated in the pasuk, lo'y nuchal la'aloy sela'am kechazak hu mimenu. This is not a conquerable land. We cannot defeat this nation. It is too powerful. They had a series of arguments as to why this could not be accomplished. Ha'achiza b'metzius, what we said before, something that corroborates and gives confidence to the person. He sees something, but he misreads the reality. So what the story is, Eretz Echeles Yeshvehi. That's a pasuk, a land that consumes its own inhabitants. Bechol makom she'avarnu metzanum kuvrei mesim. Everywhere we saw funerals. Hamatzav ha-me'orer samida. What was the trigger? The situation that triggered a certain negative midah. Ha-kenisa ha-krova la'aretz. The fact that they would soon enter Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ha-chashash le'ha-chlafas ha-nesim. They're concerned that they would be deposed. Now here, I took the liberty of quoting from the Zohar. The author says, yeah, Chazal. It's from the Zohar in Parshas Shelach on Daf Kuf Nun Ches. I'll read it to you. Amru, the Meraglim said, Iyalu Nisrael Ara, if the Jewish people enter the land, Nisaber Anan Milemevei Reishin, we will be removed from being the leaders of the tribes. Vimanei Moshe Reishin Acharonin, Moshe will appoint other leaders. Deha Anan Zachinan Bemadbera Lemevei Reishin, we may have the Zchus in the Midbar to be the heads, the leaders, aval be'ar'a lo'y nizkei, but in the land, not necessarily. They understood that there's a danger, in inverted commas, that they would not be found fit in Eretz Yisrael to be the leaders. That was the trigger. Hamidash nis'erera, says the author, the midah that was kindled over here, srara v'kin'ah, the desire for power, for position, and envy. Again, if one puts it in the right order, so we'd have first the trigger, the fact that they're about to enter the land and the concern that comes with it, then the midah. It stimulates one to formulate an argument. One can't admit to oneself and to others that I'm being motivated here by the desire to maintain my position. I need to justify to myself why I'm doing such a thing. So Mimela, there's a whole intellectual edifice about how this land cannot be conquered, and they see something that corroborates and gives them a confidence. They see people dying there all everywhere. It's not a land that should be conquered in the first place. Duguma Shalishi is the third example, Maaseh Shechem. The incident with Shechem, Ha'achiza b'metzius, what gave them confidence, the brothers, is Timeu es Dina. The Dina was defiled. Hashita, again, what is the intellectual underpinning of here that they manufacture? Ha'achayus ha'nevas min ha'achava, the sense of responsibility that stems from brotherhood. And interestingly, the author gives you here a hint. When Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed addresses Shimon ve'Levi, he begins, Shimon ve'Levi, Achim, da-da-da, which on the surface seems to be perfectly obvious. They knew they were brothers. Everyone knew they were brothers. Why does he begin with this introduction, Shimon ve'Levi, Achim? He's hinting to this, Achim. That's what led them to formulate this, you know, we're brothers of Dina, and therefore we had to take action, etc. Esa makir b'midos, what drove them, the source for the whole incident. In the midos megalelem Yaakov avinu alav shalom, Yaakov revealed again on his deathbed, it was chaos, it was rage. Kelei chamas mechiraisehem ki ve'apam hargu ish, it was the rage, it was the anger. These are three examples. Dugmaois elu moichichois. These examples prove vezeu binyan av lechol maase. These are prototypes. They apply everywhere. Ki mekoir hamaase na'utz tamid b'mida. The action springs from the midah. Hamidois hein mekor ha'maasim. It's the midois that motivate the action. Afterwards, the person rationalizes and invents and builds intellectual edifices and whole things. But it really is motivated by the midah. As the author now says, Hashita, the ideology behind it, or Hasbara Hasichlis Shinitenes Kedelenamekes Maase, the intellectual explanation that one offers in order to justify and motivate the action, whether to oneself or to others or both. Here, Teladash Alamida, it's really a derivative of the Mida. It didn't come first. Ein Shita Shein Mekwera Bemidois. It's an ideology which doesn't first start with Midois, with one exception, which is in the brackets, Vechamuvan, Ein Kan Hamidubar Beshitos Lahalacha. In halacha, it's different. Shubdale de puiskim of Hoshe Hashas. These are shittos that were formulated by people who, first of all, purified themselves through decades of musar and avodah. We're not talking about that. Ma shemafil esamida hu bederech lal matzav chitzuni. What stimulates amida is usually some external trigger. The author will speak about it more on the next page in greater detail, but it's usually some event on the outside. Kim'at ein midah misoyreres mitzad atzma. Almost never does a midah start by itself, bli gorem nachutz, without some factor from the outside. It's something that happens that stimulates the midah. Furthermore, b'yoyser ha'msoymin b'lavudah, who especially pay attention to the fact, ki tamid moitzeis la'hamidah, she's rarely fall. Always, the midah that is stimulated over here, that is kindled, always finds ezo achiza ha'matzdika espu'ula sa'lichwa, something that justifies it, lich'oyra. You see something that tells you why I must be on the right path. Back to the examples above. Korach ra'a b'ruach ha'kodesh shalshelis yetzes mimenu. He saw, and he saw correctly, his Ruach HaKodesh was quite right. He saw a dynasty culminating in Shmuel, but he misinterpreted what that meant. Similarly, HaMeraglim Matzu B'chol Makom Bo'am Kuvrei Mesim. The Meraglim really saw, wherever they went, they saw funerals. That was quite right, but they misread it. Shim'oin V'Levi Achava Amitis Kenina Belibam. True brotherhood was in their hearts. Menechaz Ba Hakas, and the Midah gripped onto that. Kim'at B'chol Ma'asein, almost always, we rely on such a point, hamatzdika, which either justifies or afilu bechayves, even obligates lichor pula seino. And we're right; we must be right. Davka nekudas atzedek hazois elu nifchon tamid heitev. It's specifically that point which seems to corroborate our actions that must be very carefully examined. Ki b'makoy mishiyesh negiah, where there's self-interest, v'anegiah yeshna tamid kshead amidois ba'imza, and there's always self-interest when the midois is involved. Yesh taus v'sheker. There's always at least mistake, or even worse, self-deception. Koirach ra'ayis ha-sharsheles. It's true, he saw this dynasty. Aval ha-sharsheles yetzah mibanav. It turns out his sons, the tshuva, as we know, the last moment, they avoided the machloikes. And eventually, yes, it culminated in Shmuel, but it wasn't from him, mamash, it was his sons. And it misled him. Davka, that which he thought was the indication that he was right, misled him. In brackets, very important. Al derech zoi, gam eishes Potifar, in the same vein, the wife of Potifar, shera asabit tagninus shelah shalsheles yetzes mimena. She saw also a dynasty, astrologically she saw it, dynasty that issues from her through Yosef. And again, that motivated him. I must be right to seduce Yosef, because she saw this. But the yetz amibita, it actually emanated from her daughter. She relied on this incorrectly, and she was a married woman. So she relied on this in trying to seduce Yosef. Etzel ha-meraglim, by the meraglim, the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa le-teva, Rashi quoting Chazal, she-metz'um kovei meisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was helping them, that they found all these funerals kedei le-terdam be-evlam, in order to make the people preoccupied in their funerals and mourning, so they wouldn't pay attention to these spies. So they saw, but they misinterpreted. Had the spies been able to see it correctly, they would have seen not that their approach was correct. They would have understood that their approach was wrong, but there was a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. Davka nekudas ha-mitzvah v'atzedek. Specifically, the point that we can read as this is a mitzvah, what I'm doing is correct. It's davka that point, hi nekudah mesukenes, it's a dangerous point. V'yesh v'chol ma'aseh levchim barishona. With every action, we first have to discern im omnam ha'echach le'maaseh, whether the imperative for me to do the thing, haya amiti umedume, was it true or imaginary? As we said a moment ago, I said the author would elaborate on what triggers the midah. Hamafil es hamidois hametzav hachitzoni. That which triggers a midois is the outside. It's some event on the outside. Kol matzav alo le'orer bekeven hamidois misyomois. Every situation, every set of circumstances might trigger within us specific midois. Im niskor es hamatzav lifnei if we scan the situation, ideally before we get there, but sometimes not possible, so at least when we're there, and estimate which midah can possibly be stimulated under those circumstances, we can know with certainty that midah is active. It's switched on. Even if you don't discern it. See, if a person can, if you know that tomorrow morning at 10 you have the meeting with Brown, and you know that possibly from previous experience, you know that a meeting with Brown can stimulate anger. You know that there'll be anger. And then at least forewarned is forearmed to some extent. That midah will be on. Nekot klala biyadach. Hold fast to this rule. This is an important rule. Midah she'echola li'soreh be'ezeh matzav. A midah that can be switched on under some circumstances, hari misoreres bevadai. It will be. It will be active. V'chol ma'aseh she'aseh be'ezeh matzav. And therefore, every act done under those circumstances nuvea mitoch ha'midah. It stems from that midah. One must be aware of that. Just to elaborate on this a little bit, ve'ochalto ve'sovato, says Pasuk in Ekev, will be satiated, and then it was Hishameru lochem pen yifte levavchem. Beware, lest your heart be. And the Torah follows this with the warning Hishameru lochem pen yifte levavchem, lest your heart strays. Chazal comment, Ein adam ured bakadosh bukh ele mitoch sevi'a. There's a tendency to rebel when a person is satiated, and lav davka in the narrowest literal sense. Just when a person has a lot, there's a tendency to then rebel. A person feels confident. He's illustrating what we're saying. Hare svi'a imatzav. In a narrow sense, satiation, physical satiation, is a circumstance. Hagurem lebe'ita omeret bakadosh bo. It switches on the midah of rebelliousness. Ve'asaver bevaday yikashel bazen. Therefore, a person satiated will fail here im eino shemenafsho unless he takes precautions. Like the pasuk in Mishlei says, pen esba lest I be satiated v'chichashti v'amatim yashem and I'll deny and I'll say who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A similar example, v'dizahav, the beginning of Parshas Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu recounts all of the rebellions of the Jewish people, kach omar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribonei shel olam, bishvil kesef v'zahav shishpat olem v'yisrael ad shemudai. You gave them so much wealth, v'dizahav, to the point where they said, enough. They had so much wealth. Hu garam shasu yisa eagle. That's what led them to the incident of the eagle. Amri dever Rabbi Yanai, just to another mashal to this situation, ein ari noyhem mitoch kupa shel tevin. A lion does not roar when it has a box of straw in front of it. El mitoch kupa shel basar. It roars when it has a whole feast of meat. Omar Rabbi Yechonon, another mashal. Mashal adam echad sheyalo ben. Person had a teenage son, hirchitzoi, and the son washed, the sachoi, and then perfume, aftershave, and attractive clothing, hechilov ishkau, he's had a nice meal, v'tala lo kis al tzavaro, he gives him his credit card, v'yishivo al pesach shel zonis, and puts him right in front of the brothel. Ma yaseo yisa ben shelo yecheta? What do you expect from this teenage boy? What do you want him to do? These are all illustrations of the principle that we're learning. Kach limed Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom zechus al Yisrael. He's teaching, he's trying to protect and defend the Jewish people. Hamatzav garam lahem. A situation triggers midois. Final example. Es aseita chakiru they interrogated the Seta. Biti, harbe yayin ese. We know wine does a lot. Was it the yayin that caused it? Harbe sechoykese. There was levity, there was a party happening. Harbe yaldususa, you're young and inexperienced. Harbe shchenim harayim esim. Maybe you were misled by bad neighbors. But the point is again, ki hamatzav hu hamivili de yisur rusan shel midois. It's a situation. They try to find out, what's the situation? A party, wine, drinking, lightheadedness, that perhaps stimulated the midahia of promiscuity. That's what you're learning. And a person is aware of that, and as the author said a moment ago, if you can see it beforehand, if you know that you're going to be in a certain situation, or at least when in that situation, then one can at least be aware of it and know, under this condition, promiscuity is likely to play a strong role, or anger is likely to play, or greed, or whatever it is, to be aware of it, because it's usually some external set of circumstances that triggers a midah. Adkan.